Well, I thought it would be good, since it's Independence Day, to talk about a little bit of liberty and some free gifts that are available to us. Okay? You know, a few weeks ago, I was praying. God led me to Acts chapter 10 and 11. And since we've been talking about hearing from God and being led by the Holy Spirit, I think it was appropriate that sometimes we complicate things a little bit about receiving the Holy Spirit, being baptized by the Holy Spirit, hearing from God. And really, when you read Acts chapter 10 and part of 11, it kind of demystifies how easy it is to receive the Holy Spirit. So let's kind of go there. I'm not going to read all of chapter 10, but it's how many have heard about Cornelius? Now, he was of the Italian band, whatever that means. He was a centurion, but he said he gave alms to God. He was a just man. But in chapter 11, Peter said that Cornelius heard from an angel, and that Cornelius, this angel said, go talk to this Peter guy. And Peter will tell you words that you and your whole house will be saved by. And I thought that was an interesting thing. And in chapter 10, he talks about Cornelius. And in verse 22, one of the keys is that it says Cornelius feared God. He reverenced God. That was one of the things. He wasn't saved, but he did have a fear for God. Okay? So that's a prerequisite in getting the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You have to look at God and reverence God. Okay? Now keep in mind that, you know, in church circles, you go, okay, we're going to have a Holy Spirit baptismal service and people are praying and doing different things, and there's a talk on how to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. But keep in mind here is that Peter saw this vision of these animals coming down in this sheet, and he's going, God, I don't eat anything that's uncommon or unclean. Meaning that, you know what, I'm a Jew, and these Gentiles, the Holy Spirit's not intended for Gentiles. Okay? And God's saying, Peter, kill and eat. Don't call anything uncommon or unclean that I have cleansed. Alright? So here you have a person who's filled with the Holy Spirit, and their theology is being corrected by God a little bit. He's saying, you know what? Baptism in the Holy Ghost is for everybody. Okay? Now, Peter's not having a prayer vigil saying, Lord, I want these people to receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. He's going to Cornelius, who's not even saved. Alright? Now, when he talks to Cornelius, he says some interesting things. In chapter 10, verse 34, it says, Peter opened up his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Okay? And then in verse 38, he said, he anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now he's talking about this true Jesus and what he did. The full gospel. And verse 40, how God raised him up the third day and showed him openly. And in verse 43, it said, whosoever believes in him should receive remission of sins. Now, when Peter spoke that, it says the Holy Ghost fell on all those that were present, on Cornelius and his house. And it said they spoke in tongues and magnified God. And Peter later in chapter 11 said, you know what? They received the Holy Ghost the same way we did. Now, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is for everyone. It's not about these people weren't praying and fasting. Not that those things are bad, okay? They didn't have a prayer service going, Lord, pour out your Spirit. I think sometimes we can overcomplicate this whole thing. It's a free gift.
You don't have to work for it. It comes from being forgiven by Christ. Okay? And it's free. That's the great thing about it. You don't have to work to get it. But he did fear God. He did reverence God. And he believed what Peter spoke. Okay? And I think part of the direction of this last few weeks is about hearing God, being led by the Holy Spirit. And I just want to encourage people here today, if this whole thing with receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, whether it's speaking in tongues, hearing from God for individual ministry, being led, those things are all available to each person here. Okay? Does everybody believe that? Amen. Amen. It's a free gift. And being led by the Holy Spirit, you know, let me give you a quick... This lady, one of the benefits, and there are a lot of benefits to being led, but let me just encourage you. I think the pastor and folks here in the church are very, very active in giving stuff to people, and I just want to encourage you to continue to do that. This past week, this lady told me about 6 or so years ago, I was led to give her a Joyce Meyer book, And I did that. And she said that, I was talking to her in my office this past week, and she said, you know, that book, she said, Battlefield of the Mind, you've heard of the book. She goes, back then, she goes, I actually had a plan written out about how I was going to kill myself, commit suicide. And she goes, I had this written plan out, and she goes, you gave me that book. Now, I felt led to give her this book, okay? She goes, I started to read that book, and it told me that there was somebody else out there putting thoughts in my mind, telling me to do things that I shouldn't do. And she goes, back then at work, we had this small Bible study. There were a few people going to it. We would have it at MCL, and it wasn't real formal. We would eat and joke around and we'd talk about God a little bit. But she goes, you know what? She goes, just that, she goes, told me that there was more to life than just what I was doing. Now, this lady still has a long way to go, but my point is that even though all you do is give, you're led and you give somebody a book or you tell somebody something, it can mean a matter of not only spiritual life and death to that person, but physical life and death. So that I want to encourage everybody to be led, to hear from God. It's very critical. You just don't know. 6 years later, I had no idea. You know, I felt impressed to give that lady something, but I had no idea at the time that she had a plan written out to kill herself. So I want to encourage everyone to do that. And that Independence Day, you can receive the Holy Ghost. It's a free gift. You can have liberty and freedom in your life. You can be led by God. Amen? Pastor Mitch.
You know, I think there's at times we all struggle with saying negative things. Are critical things at times. And I want to show you what helped me out more than anything years ago. That was in Psalm 19, verse 14. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And I would pray that over and over and over. And that was one of the things when I would say, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, and the meditation of your heart is what you think about, what you dwell on. Let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And that changed me and changed me and changed me. And so I go back even to this day from time to time back to that verse and look at that and pray that. So that's one of the things that helped me as a believer to not speak negative things, not say negative things, or not think negative things. Amen.